First story takes us to the hurricane-struck Bahamas, where search and rescue crews are combing their way through the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. They took a direct hit from Hurricane Dorian on September 1st. It roared over those islands as a Category 5 hurricane, and it left roughly 70,000 people homeless. Officials say at least 50 people were killed, but the Bahamian government expects that number will go up a lot as more areas are explored. The number of people who are missing is 1,300. Previously, the government had said almost twice as many people were unaccounted for, but on Thursday, after comparing information from different records, officials revised their count. The Bahamian government is trying to set up housing for people who've lost their homes. It says it's committed to restoring their lives and rebuilding their communities. The U.S. government is helping the island nation with everything from keeping track of the missing to getting supplies to those in need. American officials say they've made their first check of the hard-hit northern islands, and the U.S. Coast Guard says it's rescued more than 400 people so far. The British government is also helping out. The commanding officer of a British supply ship says some people on Little Abaco Island were completely cut off by the hurricane, that they hadn't seen anyone outside of their community since the storm hit, and that they were out of food and water when the ship arrived.